Growing tensions between France and Germany, the two allies and strongmen of Europe, are exchanging harsh words, at least in the press. It all started with an interview published last week where France's parliament speaker advocated a more head-on approach with Berlin. Oliver Ferry reports.
Well, French President François Hollande called it friendly tension with Germany. The vocabulary used in a draft document from his socialist party was far from amicable, calling German Chancellor Angela Merkel selfish and obsessed with Germany's economy and her own political career. French Speaker of the National Assembly Claude Bartolone even raised the prospect of a confrontation with Merkel to better put things into perspective. Now the Élysée is trying to put out the flames before they spread. Prime Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault took to Twitter, in German no less, saying that Europe's problems will not be solved without an intense and sincere dialogue between Paris and Berlin. And other high-ranking French ministers now are also criticizing the criticism of Merkel.
Debate, yes. There are questions that need to be asked, that need to be put to Germany. But belligerence, no. And that's what you're alluding to. It's inappropriate to criticize individual leaders like this.
Berlin has also tried to play down tension, saying it is not the words of parties that count, but rather the actions of governments, though not all share the sentiment.
It's insolence from the French socialists. Germany cannot be held responsible for the state of the French economy. I'm angry that our closest ally would criticize us like this.
And while Bartolone may be sending a message counter to the Élysée, it does position him well should Hollande choose to change direction and look for a new prime minister. A move that the French opposition would surely welcome, since it would underline a severely divided socialist party.